USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer calling the Mueller report a waste of 2 years. Rudy Giuliani claiming special counsel Robert Mueller can't indict because there's no collusion and no obstruction. Giuliani also slamming Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who says after Mueller's announcement yesterday, quote, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law, and the investigations are going to continue. Giuliani says,
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already without an investigation that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
He spoke on Fox News. More deadly tornadoes in the central U.S. One person died in Kentucky from one yesterday, and another tornado caused a lot of damage in Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
An unidentified man lights himself on fire outside the White House yesterday afternoon, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The Secret Service said the man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near the 15th Street and Constitution Avenue right after 12 lunchtime. Secret Service personnel responded to the scene along with the National Park Service. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Edward Delgado told the Washington Post the man was in critical condition. He said authorities were working to determine what accelerant was used and whether the man had parked in the area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A hearing's to be held today to determine the fate of Missouri's only licensed abortion clinic, as Planned Parenthood is seeking to renew the St. Louis abortion clinic's license, which expires tomorrow. If it does, Missouri will become the first state in the country without a single abortion clinic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A U.S. trade dispute with China continues. U.S. soybean exports to China falling by more than 80% in about the past year. Don Swanson is a Iowa soybean farmer.
We would like these barriers to let this food get to where it needs to get. I mean, we've been in the business over 170 years to try to provide a safe, affordable, dependable food supply. And if we're below the cost of production more than 1 year in a row, that's going to be an issue.
Swanson speaking there to Fox News. The soybean exports are way down because China's imposed retaliatory tariffs and then switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. Actor Ashton Kutcher of That 70s Show fame has given his testimony in a Los Angeles serial murder trial. A man named Michael Gargiulo is accused of killing a woman that Kutcher was set to go out with on a date in 2001. Yesterday on the stand, Kutcher said that on the night of the murder, he was stopping by to pick up Ashley Ellerin, but she never answered the door, and that he left. Her body was discovered inside the apartment the next day. The tiniest baby to ever survive birth is heading home from the hospital. A San Diego hospital sharing details of the girl who weighed just 8.6 ounces when she was born in December. The baby, now up to 5 pounds, is going home with her parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.